السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد علماء الكرام most respected brothers and also sisters who may be listening over receivers over the station we all say Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is our beloved He is our beloved Nabi. His ihsan upon us is unlimited. So therefore, the natural consequence of that muhabbat should be obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we say that we have love for Allah ta'ala, then to obey Allah ta'ala. Now Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that my Rabb, ordered me 9 things. I recall having discussed this Hadith Sharif some years ago over a number of weeks. Each of those 9 points. Well, from now we hit about 4 o'clock, so I think we have one hour on each point. Inshallah, we'll finish by 1 o'clock. How's that? Inshallah, it will finish in 15 minutes. Plus, minus. And that plus can go on for a couple hours after this. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is ordering His beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam 9 things. Let us listen to it very carefully. I'm just going to give the explanation of that Hadith Sharif, not the exact words. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam says, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala ordered me that I should fear Him in private and in public life. Now surely Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was not going to commit any sin in private life. So all these nasihats are for us, the ummatis of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That whether we are in private or in public, we must have that khawf of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. First of all, of course, it should be muhabbat and love. So much of love that we fear displeasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And that is what that khawf is to, that fear to, is to fear the displeasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Because the displeasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is worse than the fire of Jahannam. A person does not like to displease his beloved. Which person likes to displease his beloved? So that Allah ta'ala who has been so kind, so merciful, now to do all those things that are displeasing to him, then Allah ta'ala will unleash his azab. So he says, my Rabb ordered me that whether I am in public or in private, I must have that khawf of Allah Ta'ala. Now at present, many, many of us in the masjid, we have got a different life. In the streets, we have got a different life. In our businesses, there's a different life. In our homes, there's a different life. And when we are on our own, when we are in private, when there is no third person, we are in a hotel room in Hong Kong, Japan, America or Europe, alone, then at that time, we think that nobody is watching now, so we can indulge in any kind of sin. So that is not what a Muslim is, that different standards for different places. Whether he is in his home, whether he is in the masjid, whether he is in the business, whether he is in Hong Kong, whether he is in any part of the world, whether he is alone or is in a congregation, whether he is with his family or is with some individual, wherever he is, he must believe that my Allah is watching. And there is a day of judgment, whether we like it or not. In this world, the police doesn't catch everybody for all the crimes. And even if they catch, they cannot give the punishment that those criminals sometimes really deserve. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He has got the day of judgment. This world is transitory, temporary. If a person gets away here, still there is a day of judgment. Person has to go to the graveyard. One person was sitting by the graveyard. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 10 days, he's still there. He's not moving from there. So somebody asked him, he said, for the past couple of days I'm seeing you here. Why aren't you going from here? Says that certain person is owing me a lot of money. Every time I ask him for my money, he says, tomorrow, tomorrow, he's not paying me. So I got sick and tired. Now he is finding excuses and he doesn't want to pay the debt. So I'm waiting for him here. Here he must come. He says, no matter how much he dodges me, but he must come here. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if a person has got that awareness that my Allah is watching, and that is what Ramzan Sharif is. What else are we doing in Ramzan Sharif? I can now go into that office, or you can go into your home, or you can go quietly into some place, drink, eat. Who is going to watch them? What is it that's restraining us from eating and drinking, besides that Allah Ta'ala is watching? So he says, my Rabb has ordered me that whether I'm in private or public life, public or private, wherever I may be, I must have that khawf of Allah Ta'ala. If only this first part of it we can implement in our lives, all tufan and all bala and all abuse and all criminal offenses and all kinds of perpetration of haram, everything will end. If only this first part, that my Allah is watching whether I'm in public or I'm in private, then the person will not commit fraud, that person will not commit any kind of sexual abuse or verbal abuse or physical abuse or whatever abuse, because my Allah is watching. So khawf of Allah Ta'ala in public and in private. Second thing he says, my Rabb has ordered me that I must only say that which is haq, that which is truth, that which is just, whether I am happy or I am angry. If I am happy with a person or I am angry with that person, I must not go on to any extreme. I must only say that much which is haq. Mustn't be that because I'm angry with that person, so I add mari masala and make that, in exaggerate everything. That person is like this and is like that, and so many things I tell about that person. Why? Because I'm angry with that person. I'm upset with that person. I dislike that person. And when I'm happy with that person, then I will say, wo aisa hai, double paisa hai. So many things we will say. Whether that person has got those qualities or hasn't got, but we will add everything because we are happy with that person. So he says, I must say that which is just, which is haq, even though that person may be an enemy, but I must not exaggerate. I must not try to say those things which are not in that person. La yajrimannakum shana'anu qawmin ala alla ta'dilu, i'adilu huwa aqrabu littaqwa. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that that is the second thing. And that is another big lesson that we have to take. That at present, if there is a slight dispute between mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, or sister-in-laws, or father and son, parents and children, or client and merchant, whomsoever, if there is a little bit of argument or dispute over something, then just listen to the exaggerations after that. Everything that's not in that person, the person will say. And if he is happy with that person, then he will say everything that's not in that person. So that's the second thing. The third thing that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, that I must adopt moderation in everything, in richness and in poverty. I mean, in poverty, the person mustn't start losing himself and complaining about Allah Ta'ala. Nauzubillah, lots of people are saying these days, Allah Ta'ala is unjust, unfair, how can he give to that person so much and he didn't give me anything? The person must look within himself how much he has. It doesn't mean only material and wealth is a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Sometimes a person is multi-rich, he's a billionaire, but he can't even eat one morsel of food. He's on the machines in the hospital. And he's got everything. And this person who is very poor, but is very fit and very healthy, could be very poor, but his sight is perfect, his hearing is perfect, his speech is perfect. His heart, liver and lungs are very strong. So must he not make shukr over that? After that, go to the marketplace, try, work, whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has got in his muqaddar as risk, he will get. And if not, then it becomes the duty of the society to take care of such people, that they are trying their level best, but they still cannot get a job, and they are in financial problems, then it is the duty of the family members, the community, to assist. But to sit down and start complaining one way about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So in poverty, the person mustn't go on extreme, and when he is in affluence, when Allah Ta'ala has given wealth, Allah Ta'ala has given plentiful, then at that time also he mustn't go to another extreme. That now he's wasting, there's extravagance. Just in the decoration of those halls alone on a wedding occasion, when we hear that 200,000 has been spent. And this is just one case that I'm telling you. And much, much more has been spent just on the decoration of the hall. When people are dying of starvation around, and the amount of wastage, the amount of food that goes into the bins, the amount of food that goes down the gutters, then when the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala comes, and famine comes, and drought comes, then we say we don't know what is striking. But just go to Saudi Arabia and see how much of wastage. Go to the other parts of the world and look at in our own lives, in our own homes, how much of wastage. So when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives, then at that time the person mustn't go to the extreme of either wastage or pride. That I am Mr. Somebody now. Ana Rabbukum La'ala. I am the Lord Supreme. Like Fir'aun said. So then Allah ta'ala drowned him in the Red Sea. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Third one. Says, now we go to the fourth one. Fourth one, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, my Rabb ordered me. Now remember, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, my Rabb ordered me. So if he ordered Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, surely Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was not going to do any of these things which were wrong. It's all for us. He says that I must maintain family ties even with those who break off family ties with me. Those who break their family ties with me, I must maintain those ties. I must patch up. I must make up. At least I must make salam. I must ask forgiveness. After that, if that person doesn't respond, then still to whatever extent we can maintain it, we must maintain it. At least by salam. It doesn't mean that the person who has broken off ties now, then every day you have to meet that person. It's not that. How many family members, we haven't met them for months or years. But those with whom we have had some problem and we have broken off family ties, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, my Rabb ordered me that I must tie, I must maintain. Sul man qata'ak, wa'afu amman zalamak, wa ahsin ila man asa' ilayk. The person who breaks off with you, you patch up with him, you join with him. Overlook that person who has made zulm on you. And do good to that person who has done bad to you. So that is an area which is very, very neglected in our lives. So he says, I must, now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is being ordered that this is what I must do. Now that is a whole subject on its own. Nevertheless, so he says, my Rabb has ordered that for my family ties I must maintain and I must join with those who break off with me. There are so many hadiths that even if they are doing something that is wrong, you do good to them. And what are the virtues of that? Then he says that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, my Rabb ordered that if a person does injustice to me, then I must forgive that person. Now Islam is a very balanced religion where you have the right to demand your rights. It's a beautiful religion, it's perfect religion, it's mukammal. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum. So if we had been told that you have to forgive whosoever does injustice to you, then we all would have complained that Islam is not a perfect religion. So we are allowed, as they say, tit for tat, that we are allowed. But if we are followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we have to follow his example, where there was mostly forgiveness, forgiveness, forgiveness. Injustice the person has done, says forgive. Jihad is a different thing. Where the enemies are in battle with the Muslim Ummah, then there after that you don't have to go into the battlefield there and say, oh, enemies of Islam, you have come to attack us with all your weapons, so we are forgiving you. It doesn't mean that. Yes, but after the battle, again now there's a lot of forgiveness that is required. But in individual life, mostly if injustice is done, then there must be forgiveness. You can demand your rights, but the ideal or the best is forgiveness. Then he says that I must give to those who deprive me of their gifts. That means the person has got friendship, the person has got family relationship, this person has got some kind of business relationship, and those people are now depriving this person of any kind of gift or any kind of favors. So he says, I must still do favors to them. I must give them. Now look at the akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Those who deprive me, I must give them. Not give to those who give to me. That we have to do. Yeah, we're talking about even those who don't give. For some reason they have become annoyed and now they are withholding the favor, then we must go out of our way to still give to them. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, my Rabb ordered me that my silence must be meditation. When I'm silent, there must be meditation. I must be thinking. I must be thinking of the creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard wa ikhtilafi al-layl wal nahar. Think of the day, alternation of day and night. Think of the waters of the ocean, the animals in the jungle, the little creatures, the billions of things that we see around us. Who is it that created all this? Look at ourselves. Wa fi anfusikum afala tubsirun. Look at our eyes. I was listening to one of the eye specialists the other day. I just asked him a few questions about the retina and the amazing facts. Who is it that made all these things? The heart, just listen to what is in the heart. Now, all these things. Now the person when he's silent, then at that time there must not be fantasizing of haram. That is our silence today. The person is sitting in the masjid and is fantasizing about those illicit beloveds of his and those filthy films that he has watched. Our silence should have been meditation. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, how many finished? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then says that my nazar must be the nazar of ibrat. My nazar must be the nazar of ibrat. That means whatever I see around me, I must take lessons. I must take lessons. From everything, I must take lessons. In Karachi, there were those lamp posts, all those lights posts there. So there were boards there. Tibet snow. This is a cream which, the name of which was Tibet snow. But in Urdu it was written Te Be Te, or in Arabic Ta Ba Ta. So it was written Te Be Te, and snow is seen Noon Wow. So when Allah Wala was passing by, there was no picture there, it was just the bottle, the jar of that cream, and written there Tibet snow. But in Arabic it was written Urdu Te Be Te. So the person was with him, so he asked him, he said, what is written there? He said, Tibet snow. Because the Te Be Te is a Tibet snow. He said, it's not Tibet snow. What is written there is Tabbat Suno. Tabbat Yada Abi Lahabim Watab. So he said, Tabbat Suno. That listen to Tabbat Yada Abi Lahabim Watab. What Allah Ta'ala did to Abu Lahab and his wife. Now look at that. That's Nazar of Ibrat. That whatever you see around you, you take lessons. And many, many places Allah Ta'ala has given us in the Quran Sharif, that take lessons from the nations of the past, what happened to them. Now each one we can discuss at length, and the final one, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, that my talk must be zikr. My speech must be zikr. In other words, whatever I speak, it must be in the light of the teachings of the Quran and Sunnah. Whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala hukam is. That means I must speak also in such a manner that Allah ta'ala does not become displeased with my speech. There must be remembrance in that. And that zikr, as I've explained many times, is that in all actions there must be zikr. The remembrance of Allah ta'ala must be when we are doing business, when we are with our wives and children, when we are anywhere doing anything, then that remembrance that what is the order of Allah Ta'ala at this moment reflected at me. That is zikrullah. So he says that these are 9 things that my Rabb ordered me. So if Allah Ta'ala ordered Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we know for certain that Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was not going to disobey Allah Ta'ala for a single moment. So all those nasihats were for us, that if he was ordered, then how much more we must take lessons from these nasihats. So it is for us. Now if we implement these 9 things in our lives, wallah, we can take a billion qasams, as I always say, or multi-billion in this masjid. All problems of the ummah will be solved. All problems. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me, give you, and the entire ummah the tawfiq to now make amal. Amal se banti hai zindagi, ye jannat bhi, jahannam bhi, ye khaki apni fitrat mein na noori hai na nari hai. I've been repeating this every day, that with amal it will happen, not just by speeches. And I conclude as on that which I say many times, that at present there's so much speeches that if you have to list one company, speeches unlimited, it will be really very, very profitable. Speeches unlimited. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. May Allah Ta'ala make our lives such that we become examples for people who are disbelievers also, that these are Muslims. At present we just don't have role models and examples. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. After Asr we normally recite one part of the Quran Sharif, and then we have a little bit of zikr and dua. So that Quran Sharif khatam inshallah will be tonight after the Taraweeh, inshallah. 10 minutes after the Taraweeh we'll be completing that Quran Sharif. It'll be just half a para that is left, and it's not in Taraweeh, the half is a sit and read. So it won't take much time to. After that we'll have dua. And remember, it's a 29th night. It's the last flight of this year, of the last 10 nights, the odd nights. It's the last flight. The 21st is gone, 23rd is gone, 25th is gone, 27th is gone. So if we haven't caught a flight as yet, let us catch it tonight. After that, nobody knows whether he's going to see another year. If the person is told that the last flight, sorry, no ticket for you, you'll have to wait for 1 year to go for Hajj now. How disappointed he becomes. So this is one more flight to get so much of sawab and get that connection with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So a little bit of sacrifice. I know it's a Jumu'ah day, Friday people get tired, whole day working, lengthy day. Those who are owning businesses and shops, then make it a little easy for your Muslim staff, especially in these Mubarak days and nights. Let us not be so greedy that they must come in the morning at 7 and finish off at 7 in the evening. Allah Ta'ala is the provider. Wallah, I'm telling you from the depths of my heart, it hurts when Muslims tell you that I just can't even make it for my Maghrib Salat, Asr Salat, Isha Salat. He says, my boss is such a person that is a tyrant. Remember, Allah Ta'ala can change the condition. Today we are going to behave in that manner. We are going to deprive that person of Ibadat, Zikr, Tilawat. And we are not saying that close half a day. We are saying that at least by 4 o'clock, 4:30, close the shop. That half an hour won't make a difference. Allah Ta'ala will multiply it and give it the next day. And in that month, at the end of the month, check your takings and see if there's any difference. Sometimes you'll find even more takings because you gave consideration to that person. What is this? That if Maghrib Salat is at 5 o'clock and our shop closes at 5 o'clock, then the person must only leave at 5, 1 minute past 5, whether he misses his Jamaat or anything. If 15 minutes before time we have to close, so those who are bosses, for them, give some consideration. 29th night, give some consideration. And Eid day. And those who are not bosses, so then you cannot help it. Whatever time you finish, spend a little bit of time in the masjid. So that first session, which will be after tonight, will be just about 10-15 minutes after the Taraweeh. We will complete the Quran Sharif and make dua. May Allah Ta'ala give us the best of the remaining days and nights of Ramadan. Wa aqiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है. अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है. अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ. لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ. لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ. لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ
La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Let's make a short dua. Today is the day of Jumu'ah. We have to clear the iktikaf tents, move the screens out, and get ready early for Jumu'ah. So we're going to have a bit of rest. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma rabbana zulamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Akramal Akramin, Ya Ghiyath Al-Mustaghithin. The days and nights of Ramadan which are gone are gone. Ya Allah, we cannot bring back a single second from those days and nights. Ya Allah, we do not know whether we will even see the remaining hours and days of Ramadan. Ya Allah, whatever time is left, give us the tawfiq to appreciate. Ya Allah, distance us from all things that are haram, forbidden, sinful, which are displeasing to you. Put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Put the love of good deeds into our hearts. Oh my beloved Allah, put the love of good deeds into our hearts. Ya Allah, forgive us. Forgive our parents, wives and children, brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems, the trials that the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is facing around the globe. Ya Allah, in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, they are being bombed. Oh my Allah, masajid are being bombed. Ah, my Allah, women, children. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, hardships and problems of the entire ummah. Ya Allah, don't look at our sins. Look at your shan of Rahimi and Karimi. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with good health, spiritual and physical. Bless us with good health, spiritual and physical. Ya Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, remove their problems. Bless them with plentiful of halal and remove their financial problems. Those who are in hospitals, homes, clinics, wherever they are, who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa from all sickness and ailments. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Unite the hearts of parents and children, of husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with happiness, a life of contentment, satisfaction, life of peace. Ya Allah, bless us with a life of taqwa, a life of shukr, a life of zuhd and qanaat, a life of purity, a life of piety. Ya Allah, bless us with your ma'rifat, with your muhabbat, and the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action. Ya Allah, when the time of our passing away comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Oh, my beloved Allah, bless us with death in Madina Tayyibah. Burial in Jannatul Baqir. All the du'as that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made for us, all the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Our families and the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas, and especially the fitnas of Dajjal, which he asked for protection, protect us and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yasalluna ala nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب